Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 18th of October, recording at 9:12 p.m. British Standard Time. Well, the most interesting thing that's happened here today, that I have noticed at any rate, is that we have had another downside key day reversal on the price of crude oil. Now, we had one last Tuesday, as you know, and that slowed the rally in the oil price, but it didn't throw it into a reversal such as we last saw, say, in August and before that in June. This key, additionally, that we saw today is really no larger than the key on Tuesday, so in the world of keys, it's got to be described as very much a minor one. In other words, no dynamic, no big shock impact. The key to the key, if you will, is really when the market reverses either downwards following a persistent uptrend or upwards following a persistent downtrend so decisively and emphatically on a single day that it traumatizes the people who've been running that trend. And that leads, of course, to some book squaring or even reversal of positions. And it also creates ripples that spread far wider. And a lot of people who don't know anything about technical analysis know that something really has changed on that particular day when the dynamic key actually occurred. So this is a minor signal, as I've said, and therefore on its own it's not a trend breaker. But these have a cumulative effect, and usually when we start seeing even small dynamics in the opposite direction of a trend, and that trend does start to slow, it does indicate that in the case of an uptrend, that supply is beginning to come in. It's balancing out the demand a bit more. And to use a boxing analogy, the market may shrug off the key fairly quickly, as we saw last Tuesday, but the trend is absorbing a certain amount of punishment, and therefore it becomes increasingly vulnerable to a fall. Now, I do feel that, as I've said on the website and I've said previously in these audios, that we are quite close to a short to medium term correction. Will it be bigger than that? That's hard to gauge, but it would be a correction occurring from a higher level than we had seen previously. I would be more of the view that we were going to see a significant correction, in other words, medium term, rather than just holding it up for a month or so, if we saw quite a dynamic, dramatic ending signal. And that would require, I mean, that could occur tomorrow in theory, but it would require a big retracement of gains. It would certainly frighten anybody who had futures long positions in the oil market, and it would encourage some short selling. Now, is that actually going to occur? Well, that's what we don't know. But if I am underestimating the rally on the upside, and it's interesting to see some of the forecasts that are coming out, because a number of people have been saying $60 recently, and then I saw one forecast that got quite a bit of publicity saying that no oil could, I think this is from a CEO of some oil company, a little bit of self-interest there perhaps, but saying that oil was likely to move to $75 on this move. Well, when we start to get extrapolating forecasts on the upside, or when people start to compete with each other to come up with a higher target, then they tend to do that on the basis that the market's overextended in the short term, and it emboldens spirits a little bit for those who still have quite a vested interest in remaining with the trend. I'll give you another example. You take a stock market trend that's way overextended, and where you have an individual share, for instance, that may be way overvalued on a very high multiple. If it looks on a silly multiple relative to current earnings or the following year's earnings, then people will take a quantum leap way into the future and say, yes, but its earnings growth is going to be so good over the next 3 to 5 years or more that therefore these prices are fully justifiable. Now, that type of real flight of fancy is the sort of thing that we see at the end of moves. So I see a lot of signs that suggest to me that we are near a short-term and probably a medium-term correction in the price of oil. Longer term, it's a supply and elasticity market, and I maintain that a secular bull market is underway. Now, let's say oil does peak. What sort of, as I'm suggesting, what sort of impact will that have, if any, on other markets? Well, I think it would have a number. I think it really is the one factor that could virtually of its own put the year-end stock market rally back on the table. Now, you know my view. I said that quite recently that as long as that oil price was heading higher, that the stock market rally was history. And my feeling that the oil price was near a peak has kept me in the market with not only some core positions that I've been holding for some time, but also caused me during the rally, when I got back from my holiday, to increase positions mainly, entirely in the Asian emerging markets and in various different, a mining play being the Merrill Lynch World Mining Trust and a silver share, which I paid too much for, the Silver Standard Resources. But I'm content to hold those positions for the time being because of the, I think, quite real possibility that we will see this reaction in the price of oil. Now, obviously, there are many other factors than oil, but this is the one that has galvanized all the... Well, I shouldn't say, I use another word, this is the one that has captured all the attention recently. So it will have a big influence, certainly in the short term, if not in the medium term. Additionally, as I've mentioned before, those U.S. presidential election polls would have an influence if Bush is generally felt to be ahead. And it's very, very close, as you can obviously see, but it's a slight lead. That's obviously more favorable for markets on the devil you know versus the one you don't basis. Now, either way, though, if the oil price is improving, and if Bush wins the election, I think that would be, when I say the oil price is improving, if the oil price were easing and Bush won the election, I think that would give the market a bit of an additional rally. And I think additionally, if the oil price is easing and Kerry wins the election, as well he might, I think that we would still get the rally because at least the uncertainty would be over, but I don't think it would be a stronger rally as it would be if Bush won the election, because people would be worried about the drug stocks and people would be worried about tax increases being rolled back and people would be worried about any kind of legislation to penalize companies that have shifted jobs overseas. And there are quite a few multinational companies in that position. Over the long term, as far as the stock market's concerned, I don't think it makes any difference whatsoever. Okay. What about other markets here? The bond market has tended to be quite strong while oil was performing, because people would say that, you know, that it has a very short-term inflationary impact, but the longer-term effect is deflationary. And so they have been moving into bonds, not least because the stock markets were also soft. Now, therefore, if we had a weaker oil price and we had a firming stock market, as I've suggested, then I do think we would see some profit taking in these long-dated government bond markets, particularly in the US and in Japan. That's my position of opening up on Friday a short position in the US Treasury bond market, a little bit too soon, closed up here at 113.05. It's at 5 on the day, but I mentioned then that I did not go overboard by any means, and I'm looking to add to that position quite possibly. Now, other effects that that it might have. Let's take the commodity markets and the other supply and elasticity trades. Now, a number of them have been fairly strong recently, and there is a view in some quarters, which I would certainly not disagree with, that the strength of the oil price had also increased, broadened interest in the entire commodities sector. Therefore, a softer oil price could easily lead to some softening in the other supply inelasticity markets, metals in particular. I would be surprised if we saw a real rout. Again, this is these are secular bull markets, but it would mean that you'd probably see a better buying opportunity than today's prices. And today's prices softened a bit in line with the oil price move, which incidentally has continued down in the after hours trading here this evening. What about the US dollar? Well, that's hard to say, at least for me. I think it would depend on other factors here. As you know, most currencies have been in fairly tight ranges for a number of months, which has kept me from really trading these. Although the most interesting development we've seen recently is a softening of the dollar and that breakthrough resistance just above 124 against the euro. And we've had some follow-through here today. And so follow-through after a breakout is really quite important. It tends to reaffirm that the supply-demand ratio has changed and encourages more people to join the move. And we've currently got the euro at 125.02 against the dollar. That's up 33 ticks in here. So again, this still looks to me like it could have a run at the previous high, just up over the 129 level. But in terms of the prospect of a softer oil price, if that caused a big rally on Wall Street, that in the past has tended to support the dollar somewhat. But I think the dollar is something that most of us would agree is in a secular downtrend. It's just a case of saying, well, what's it in a secular downtrend against if no other country wants a strong currency, as is certainly the case. No country, as I've said over and over again, wants a strong currency. So it would be mainly, in my view, against gold, which is gradually been remonetized in the eyes of investors. Now, that does beg the question, though, that some people have been asking in the last couple of days. We've seen the dollar soften, but gold has actually eased recently, as has silver, and as have most of the industrial metals. So what's going on here? Has the game changed? Well, one never wants to ignore that possibility. I'd be very surprised if it had. But currencies have been ranging for so long that people may not actually believe that the dollar is softening, or they may feel that it's not likely to soften all that much, so that other factors, such as what's going on with the Chinese economy, may be influencing them a little bit more than, say, was previously the case. Okay. Well, how do we wrap all this up in here? And one thing I should add is that in terms of stock markets, it was a quiet day, mostly a bit softer in the Asian markets, mostly a bit softer in the European markets. Wall Street, modest gains closing on the highs of the day. The best of the gains was in the NASDAQ composite that I've seen up 1.31% versus 0.5% in the S&P, which was up 5.82. Dow closing up almost 23 points. Again, I think the Dow had been down 70 at one stage early on after it had opened, and that's because the oil price was largely unchanged. So as the oil price weakened, again, Wall Street picked up, just demonstrating yet again this dominant influence. Now, overall, try to wrap up on this. I do feel this is still very much a nervous time in the markets. People are very uncertain. That means that from a trading perspective, it's a difficult period in terms of making money. I'm certainly finding that to be the case in the short term, and I sense that a lot of other people are as well. But in terms of themes, I think that the oil being the key here to whether we see that better year-end rally, and that's still a viable prospect. We haven't seen any of the August lows taken out, although it wouldn't take much in the way of an additional sell-off to for some indices to do just that. I'm thinking of Tokyo's second section index, and that's actually hovering right near the August low, and the September low is fractionally lower, but the decline wasn't maintained. The Swiss SMI index among the Europeans is closest to its August low. And the Dow is not all that far off that level. Many indices around the world, notably emerging market indices, are way above their August reaction lows. And that's very much in line with my long-term view that I really want to be involved in the emerging markets, playing Asia for the growth. And if I were to have others, is very tempting, it would be in the emerging markets that produce and export commodities. And the bond markets, I'm interested in shorting a little bit more, as you know, in here, but I'm not going to take any aggressive positions overall. I have got a few more metal positions, but I'm not going to push it. Lead's just about where I picked it up, but tin a little bit lower. If lead were to ease back, I'd probably pick up a little bit more. The grains look interesting to me, but this is a slowly developing situation. Certainly they're quite cheap, and I don't think that can last beyond the short to medium term. Have an excellent evening, what's left of it.